This is the brief on transitioning to IBM Maximo Application Suite. Maximo has really evolved from a standalone asset manager into a massive suite. So today, we're validating a hypothesis. Is this transition actually going to cause major headaches and migration risks for everyday, smaller customers? First, we've got to look at the architectural overhaul. Upgrading from legacy Maximo isn't just a simple update, it's a massive infrastructure shift right into containerized deployments. Think of it like moving from a single-family house you own straight into a highly complex, managed high-rise. You're going to need entirely new plumbing, introducing mandatory dependencies like MongoDB for your core data and Kafka for system messaging. Second, once you're in that high-rise, how are you paying for it? Well, that brings us to the new AppPoints licensing model. Say goodbye to traditional software licenses, because instead, you get a shared pool of points that act kind of like a digital arcade budget, consumed based on a user's access tier. So a huge validation question here is, how do organizations prevent blowing through their shared budget during a busy morning shift change? Finally, let's talk about upgrade complexity and migration risks. You literally can't skip upgrades. It's strictly one version at a time. Plus, you've got to disable all your custom database rules before migrating, and connecting external systems now costs dedicated app points. Honestly, we really have to challenge whether this upgrade is actually just a mandatory high-risk system rebuild. Ultimately, while upgrading to the Maximo Application Suite unlocks some incredibly powerful features, it absolutely demands a complete reimagining of your hosting infrastructure and software licensing.